everyone. This is Just a Mom. My name is Karimi Kagwe, and this is
George Kagwe.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your support on this channel. Thank you so much for all the videos
you've been watching. Energy.
Literally, I don't talk like you. No. thank you so much for watching. For watching all our all my other videos and for commenting, and I really love the engagement whenever I post a video. It gives me psych to keep doing these videos, and I would also be interested in hearing if there are any other topics you'd want us to talk about. Please share in the comments, like and share, and subscribe to my channel. Thank you for being here. Today we want to do an episode talking about how our journey to becoming parents. We are celebrating Taji's, oh my gosh, fifth birthday. Taji's our daughter. Fifth birthday in like, how many days? On 3rd of November. So we started doing a countdown in our minds, and even on, we want to do a countdown also on social media because we feel like it's such a huge celebration to get to 5 years. We've kept a human being alive for 5 years. Okay, God has kept her alive, but we've taken care of her for 5 years. And it's been quite a journey. And we want to talk about it. Anime konga camera. Oopsie. I've hit it again.
Daddy long legs.
Technical issues. Sawa, nimeweka miguu vizuri.
Oh, mommy long legs.
So, you want to go first?
No. So, what are we talking about?
We're talking about our journey to parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Where are we starting from?
We're starting from how it's, I think, just, I don't know. But what was your thinking? Sorry, just we'll edit this part out. Is that who came up with that idea?
Yeah, so start from conception all the way, nini.
Mm.
How was the pregnancy? You're counting down. Talk about the whole journey.
Okay, sawa.
Like, babe, story.
Okay, sawa. So, yeah, we'll talk about, obviously, from the very beginning. Let's start from, it's like how I met your mother. Day one. So, of course, yes, me and George are married. We got married in 2013. We got our first pregnancy in 2014. Unfortunately, we lost our first pregnancy. And then fast forward to 2015, I got pregnant again. And Taji,
Valentine's.
Yes, it was definitely a Valentine's baby. I can't remember what happened that Valentine's, by the way. Anyway, yeah, so...
We went for dinner.
It's a blur.
I remember we went for dinner, then we came back home and did the dinner.
You mean had dessert?
Yeah.
Anywho, so, yes, she was conceived, and I went through my pregnancy for the 9 months. I wouldn't say a difficult pregnancy, but in the especially towards the end. Was it towards the end when I was on bed rest?
Kind of, yeah.
Because I had fibroids. You had fibroids,
they went through degeneration?
I think that it's called fibroid degeneration. So there was a point when the doctor actually felt like because the fibroids were contracting, it was a danger to it would have led to early labor. So I was put on bed rest for quite a number of weeks. But thankfully I was able to, whether the doctor was convinced I was going to have a CS, but I really prayed. I really wanted to have a natural birth, at least for my first child. And we had an amazing midwife. We still always recommend her. Lucy is the best.
Mushiri of Eve's mama.
She's the best. So yes, she guided us through the labor process, and
I think now people know what midwives are.
Yes.
I think at that time, midwives...
Before we used to think midwives...
They have vitabaras on the hair.
Yeah.
On the head.
In our minds, they usually look like a traditional witch doctor.
Like a witch doctor.
Yes. But midwives are awesome because they guide you through the birth process. Like, you actually understand. What I loved about having her on our journey is understanding exactly what was happening. Babe. When you do that, you make it seem like you're bored or something.
No, I was just...
yeah, when,
I'm listening.
Okay, so you and your daughter are the same.
Yeah.
This is Taji. She can't sit still even when you're trying to teach her. Oh my God. It's like she starts tapping her hands, looking around. I'm like, why are we even doing this? Go run out in the field. Anyway, yes, midwives are awesome because they help you understand the process of pregnancy and what's happening, the changes in your body and even the whole labor process. By the time we're giving birth, we had a birth plan, we had, I mean, everything. Come to labor, it didn't go the way we had planned. I got induced, my friend. Being induced, hey.
You're not saying the full story.
I got, oh yes, okay, my water broke. But like a day later, I had still not progressed. My labor had not progressed.
24 hours after?
Yeah, 24 hours, my labor had not progressed. So the doctor gave me a couple of more hours to try and have a natural birth. But I remember he had said, if by this time you've not dilated, then girl, you're having a CS.
Yeah, so there's, so just to explain to people,
yes,
because it may look so scientific,
mm,
labor has... There
stages.
Are two factors,
mm,
when it comes to labor,
mm-hmm,
and two things are involved.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the baby.
Mm.
The second is the womb.
Mm.
So
the womb or the uterus.
The uterus,
or, yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Mm.
So
same thing,
the
actually.
Uterus,
mm,
and the baby work hand in hand for the baby to come out. So it's like, what can I explain? It's the way, what do you got to poop? Right? Your body and the poop work hand in hand. Mm,
you
okay?
mean the uterus dilates, the baby moves.
Exactly.
The uterus
so,
dilates, the baby moves.
But it's not just dilating, it's also,
mm,
contracting. It has,
yeah,
muscles, so it's contracting to push the baby out.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, what had happened with Taji is Taji had broken the water. So the baby was ready to come out. But the uterus is there chilling like, hey.
I'm ready to dilate.
Surely.
No contractions, nothing.
And it's not time.
Yeah.
So Hash is ready to chomoka,
mm,
and... Asgays are like, it's not time. So in fact, what had happened is Karemi had had a baby shower 2 days, I think. Three days.
Saturday.
3 days before. Because I remember
Saturday,
it was end of October.
Yeah.
It was like a 30th of October.
Mm.
So 2015. So 3 days before she had had a baby shower. So
mm.
Still things are still in the house, the way
not
they
have,
are.
Not opened anything.
We've
not
opened
packed.
Anything. We didn't have, okay, we're those type of guys. We're
she
not,
was due, she was
not
due
under
end
pressure.
Of November, actually.
Yeah, she was due,
yeah,
end of November. We were not under pressure, tisana, for everything to be hanky-dory.
Mm.
Like it's the
we
president or
time.
The Pope coming. So
mm.
what we did is now she woke up to go to the loo and then she came back and I felt water trickling on the floor. And I was like, babe, why the heck are you peeing on the floor? Like, she labor now.
And then I'm like, oh,
couldn't, you
my
couldn't
God.
Make it to the loo?
Oh, my God.
Because it was in the middle of the night. Broke. That's when she was like, the water has broken.
Mm.
So, because of having a midwife, it doesn't happen like in the movies that
yeah,
I was
yeah,
there panicking.
Mm.
Oh, my God, it's time.
Mm.
Start calling the doctor, running out there. You know, helter-skelter and stuff like that. So, it didn't happen that way. So, I mean, we just waited for... We waited for the first contractions, which never came, which is what now Karemi was explaining. They never came.
Mm.
So you're supposed to time. There's an app. There are apps that you can time this on.
Mm.
And because the body will tell you. I mean, God made these bodies, man. So
true.
The bodies will tell you if,
mm.
you know. So it becomes, inducing comes in when the water has broken. Because the water or the fluid really protects the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the amniotic fluid protects the baby. So in this case where the amniotic fluid has not been there for 24 hours or more now, the baby can be infected by bacteria
it's
or
not
anything.
Protected,
it's,
yeah.
not, it's not protected. So
mm-hmm.
that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. So we were induced. I was induced rather. And the contractions do not wait. Like immediately they put the IV. I started contracting. And let me tell you, I don't think I've ever experienced such pain in my life. But God in his mercy and his grace, I think he lets us forget. Because I'll still get pregnant and give birth again.
Mm.
But it was crazy. Because you see, with normal labor, your contractions they're spaced out. Yeah, so you have time to like breathe or rest a bit and like get over the pain. But with induced, it's like back to back, back to back, back to back.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and still, we'd been told, the doctor had said he's not going to allow me to labor for too long. Remember he had said by, was it 7 or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time. He had given us a time. I think the hospital had a policy that the labor cannot go.
It wasn't the doctor, it was the hospital had a policy. It was the midwife. The midwife in the ward is the one who said that. So in fact, when we went there, we got received, I can't remember the name of that guy anymore. Was it Mogaka?
I don't know.
There was a nurse who received us.
Yeah, he was like, hey, you've been...
And he was like,
water broke.
You water broke 24 hours ago. And I told the guy, calm your titties, homie. Like, relax.
Calm yourself.
Yeah.
Say the right word.
Me, we jua what we are doing. So you take it easy.
Yeah, hospitals can make you panic for no reason. But because thankfully we had an idea of the labor process. We, you know, yeah, water breaks, but it's not the end of the world. Just relax.
Yeah.
So of course they put me on the monitor the baby's breathing and the heart rate and mine and whether I was okay. And when he saw that everything was fine, that's when now he started relaxing and called my doctor and. I was fine.
That's another thing. Like hospitals, man, the guys will cause panic for no reason.
Mm.
So if you're not well informed, like if we didn't know or we are there, water's just broken, somebody's being wheeled away, you can panic with the person.
True.
And that has other effects on the mother and the baby.
Mm.
So it's always good to be well informed.
Yeah, true. So anyway, so I've been induced. I've labored. Thankfully, my labor was not long. I honestly don't remember how many hours.
I think you were induced at what time? 4?
Akisikumbuki.
1.
Yeah, from 4 to 7. Because she was born at 7.
It was 4, yeah, 7, 4, there yeah, to 7. And I remember the midwife for the hospital.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I remember when she put it there and we were like, yeah, we asked her, how long?
Around
5 hours.
Mm.
You get. So...
We had prayed.
So we are there taking walks. And then the hospital. So the other thing is hospitals don't allow you to walk around. Or
they don't?
They don't tell you to walk around.
Ah, but my midwife.
But because of having a midwife, you've gone through birth classes and stuff.
Yes.
So it's very good to walk around because of the pelvic muscles.
Yes.
To dance around. So I was helping Karemi. Mm. We lean on the wall. And I tell her to just do a few squats here and there. Just to move the pelvic bones and the waist and the bone structure just around so that the body now can be able to chomoa this toy.
Shortly, the baby is crowning and we're like, Allah.
So you even told that midwife for the hospital, hey, the baby is crowning. No, not yet. So what happened is our midwife and our doula, so we had a midwife and a doula. So what happened is... Our midwife and doula is the one who went and called her. Come and see, the baby is crowning. Because she's still like, no. Bado. She's coming to alter the fluids and whatever. Mm. Then that's when she took a look and we just saw someone running out.
To call the doctor.
To go call the doctor. So by the time the doctor was coming.
Taji was ready.
Taji was like the head was chomokaing.
Mm.
And me, I'm excited. I'm like, mama. So birth classes again help for this, especially for men.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you go there kisimba-simba, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what to expect, the expectations. Yeah. You've not gone through a birth class. That's when you see guys fainting. Or later on going home to the shower and crying. Because they can't believe what they saw.
Trauma.
So for me, I was there. I was trying to film the whole process. The doctor is like, oh, hospital policy. I'm like, homie, this is my wife and my toy. I'm a shoot. He's like, I'm very sorry, but hospital policy dictates blah 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 blah. I was like, crap. So I decided to just take photos. We still have those photos, as you can see. And so Taji, I always say Taji came out in style. It's like she came sliding like this. I just saw a baby because it's the head that comes out. Then it turns as the shoulders come out. Then the whole body came out. Then she came.
You actually saw her leave. Yeah, like landing.
Landing.
I was so jealous that you got that. I really wanted a video. Like, birth is so fascinating to me. Mm-hmm.
And then that's when now our midwife took the baby and then brought now the baby to Karemi
because
there was something we wanted to see and it was called the breast crawl.
Mm.
And you could see, like, it's so fascinating. Like, we're all like animals.
True.
Like the baby is there looking for, because the amniotic fluid smells like colostrum. That's what
colostrum
they say.
Colostrum is the first
And the colostrum breast milk. Is the first breast milk.
Yeah.
So the baby is there smelling because she can smell.
Just the basically mom's, moving up
the mom's
my
titties.
Like moving up my tummy to try and get
so that's it's called the breast crawl.
Yeah.
And they crawl all the way up until they're able to get, and they're there grunting.
Yeah. And the
amazing
reason the midwife advised us to do that is she was saying if your baby learns to find the breast almost immediately after birth, it helps them to latch easier and the breastfeeding becomes easier. I didn't have an easy breastfeeding. Not to say it doesn't work. It does work. But ours was, hey, chaotic story for another day.
Yeah.
But actually, I've talked about it in another video. I should post the link here. So, yeah, she was born and she didn't cry as loud as I was expecting. But we'd been told because of the medication that had been on, the drip and all that, she was a bit still woozy or something.
Uh-huh.
Like the drugs had affected her. But after a few seconds, she cried, and we're like, okay,
They do CG vitamin K shot, they do...
Yeah. Also, she was injected as well.
Yeah, she was injected.
Okay.
That's when we named her.
That's when the pediatrician was doing her thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey, if you can't go with your own pediatrician, my gosh. not that it was a bad experience, but just because other things like
they made us stay longer in the hospital than we needed to.
Yeah,
because she was completely fine, but they kept telling us, she has jaundice.
Oh,
it was medical insurance that
blood
they wanted
culture,
to
finish. CG, whatnot. Just when I put my foot down and I was harsh and I was there roaring like a lion is when she came and discharged us.
Yeah,
bure kabisa.
Anyway, yeah, so that's how Teddy was born. That's how she came into the world. It was quite a I don't know whether to call it a dramatic entrance, but it was awesome. But then one thing I also loved about my labor experiences in the labor room or whatever, I had music. We had worship music playing, and that really helped a lot. Like it put my mind. I remember, babe, Israel
you told
Newton.
Me
but in
to
the beginning,
put it
did.
Off.
Yes, but it was towards the end when the pain increased. But in the beginning, it was awesome.
I was summoned.
Yeah.
I was summoned. I was there excited. I even went and brought both moms into the labor ward.
I didn't want all of them there. As in, I'm like, why are
I
people
was
coming
summoned
to look at me?
And told, what
do you know how
are weird these women doing? Yeah.
I didn't say it like that.
Get them out.
I didn't say, what are these women doing here? Mm. I told Lucy, as I said, it feels a bit awkward. I'm laboring and then guys are just standing looking at me. It's not helping.
Put off that music. You know you don't remember how.
Maybe I
asked you
to lower the volume a bit.
Nada. Put off the music. Hey, I'm just there. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but the music was still there when she was born. I remember. It was still on.
Because I put
Babe,
it after.
You will never know the pain of labor. So it's good you complied. It can drive someone crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how Taji was born. That's how Taji was born. And yeah, it's been an amazing journey since then. Do you have anything else you want to add, Mr. Talker?
No. See, we'll talk about the other things in the next episode.
Yeah. See you in the next episode, guys. Thank you. Like, share, and subscribe. Bye. Hey, but that stuff irritates me. Die.